the Lord gives himself names. I wouldn't necessarily call them nicknames. But he announces himself as the Lord who does this, or the Lord who does that. And here we have in this psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And we have David writing this, and we know about David and how David was a shepherd. So David knew a little bit about those things that God would be if he likened it to his job. So I just want to look through a few of these stories where the Lord reveals himself. And the first one that comes to my mind is the one in Genesis 22. And you can follow me through if you'd like. I'm going to be using a number of scriptures here. But this is the story when God instructed Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. And we know the story. It's a familiar story. He told Abram to go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. And we know this was the promised child. This was the one Abraham had been waiting for many years. I don't expect anyone here to become a father at Abraham's age. It was quite a miracle. And God tested Abraham here. And again, we know the story. Abraham had to travel for 3 days to come to this place, so we know it must have been a hard 3 days, an obedient 3 days. He traveled there and he took up his son to the sacrifice. And Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. And they reached the place, and Abraham built an altar there, arranged the wood on it, bound his son Isaac, and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here am I, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy. And moving on to verse 13, Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. And we know that as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. We're told that it was in that same region that our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins. Could have been on that same mountain. And we know of another Father, our Father in heaven, who did not withhold his son, but provided for us that sacrifice. And so we have a God who will see and a God who will provide and make a way for us. We turn to Exodus 15. Verse 22, Moses led Israel from the Red Sea. They were thirsty. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. Must have been pretty dire. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. See, Marah means bitter, bitterness, bitter water. And again, we know this story. People complained to Moses. Moses cried out to the Lord. And the Lord told him to take a piece of wood, throw it in the water. The water became sweet. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them. And there he tested them. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. So then he announces his name, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. And we think of our physical healing, yes, but we also think of the bitterness that we deal with in our day-to-day lives and how God can heal us of that, bitter water. He can heal us of those bitter attitudes and bitter thoughts and the sickness of sin. And here we have the thought, God announcing himself as I am I am the Lord God who heals. The name of that is Jehovah
Jesus.
Rapha. You turn the page to Exodus 17. There's a story of the Amalekites, and again, these are all stories that most of us will know. The Israelites were fighting children of Amalek, and they were bitter enemies. And Moses went up on the hill, and when he would raise his banner for the Lord, the children of Israel would take advantage and would lead the fight. And when his arms were down, then the children of Amalek would come, and they would be winning. And so back and forth it went, until they had an idea to put Aaron and Hur next to him, help him to prop his arms up. And we see how the Lord was with them, and how it was a clear sign that when the Lord's name was exalted, and when his truth and his banner was lifted up, then he was given the victory, and they were given the victory. So Joshua was fighting down, and they were on top of the hill. And when Moses' hand grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with his sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar. Not that altar, he called it the Lord his banner. And there we have the compound name of the Lord, Jehovah Nissi. And we think how wonderful it is to be under that banner of the cross, that banner that the Lord has for us. It's not the kind of banner, Moses didn't hold the kind of banner up that may be hanging from gymnasiums with state championships on it or something like that. But he had the rod of God, and his banner was the Lord. If you turn to Leviticus chapter 20, Leviticus, we know, is not a book that will go to for our devotions. Not a book that will lead someone to read if they have not read the other parts of the Bible yet. But there are important ideas we get from the book of Leviticus. And the most important idea was God wanted his children to be different. They were not to be like the rest of the people. They were to be set apart. And we see in all these decrees, verse 7, the Lord says, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. I'm the Lord who sanctifies you." And especially up here, we have that theme, holiness unto the Lord. And we focus on how we can be different. And it's important to be set apart and sanctified, ready for his use. And here, the Lord is the one who does it for us. We are not to try to make ourselves right and set ourselves apart. But here we have a wonderful name of the Lord, a comforting name of the Lord, that he is the one who sanctifies. He is the one who makes you holy. And that name, that compound name, is a little harder to say, a little harder to write. Jehovah M. Kadesh. And that's a compound name there, given to us of the Lord. So we move along in our Bibles to the period of the judges. And to summarize the judges, everyone was doing what was right in the sight of their own eyes. They were just living as they pleased. In Judges chapter 6, the Midianites were upon them, and we meet a person by the name of Gideon, and I'm sure you know some stories about Gideon. And Gideon was hiding from the Midianites. At the time, the angel appeared to him, and in verse 12, And the NIV says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." And I can picture Gideon being taken aback as he's there hiding and being called a mighty warrior. But that was the situation that he was in and that the people were in. It was a time of unrest, a time of anxiety. And there the Lord gives a name for himself in this chapter. Verse 24, after there were some signs given to Gideon. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "Lord is peace." He's our peace. And we think of that again. We can think back to when there was peace in our heart when he came in to save us. But we also think of him being in control in these situations that are out of our control. We think of the Lord who is our peace. And there you have that name that I'm sure you all know, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, who is our peace. Skip along. And as we go, I trust you are gaining confidence and gaining assurance that from all these things that the Lord is. We went over a few already. As we know what the Lord is and what he does, we can live for him better and we can rely on him more. Now we skip ahead to the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was not a man who I necessarily envied. He was given a hard task, and he had to put up with a lot of things in his life. And there was a wicked generation that he lived in. And he was given a difficult message to give to them, a message of doom and gloom and of, you're going to be taken away, captivity. Nobody really wants to hear that. But that was Jeremiah's plight. The people were wicked. The kings were wicked. The people didn't know God. But in Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6, Jeremiah writes, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land." And there, as I said, their kings there were not just and right. And maybe there were people there who did not live under a king who was just and who was right. And the Lord says, but there's coming a day. There's coming a day when a king is going to reign that will be just, that will be right. And it's wonderful to be able to see part of that in our day. We see our king who is altogether lovely. And it goes on here. "In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." And of all the names of the Lord, I think this one is my favorite. To know that we are not in of ourselves to be righteous before the Lord, but the Lord is our righteousness, and our righteousness. And the name there given, the compound name of the Lord, is Jehovah Zidkenu. And there it speaks peace to our heart that God is the one who makes us right before him, for himself. Move along to the last chapter of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel also didn't have it too easy. God was being removed from his people, and we live in a society where we can see that in a measure. We can see God being taken out of schools and different areas of our lives, and it becoming not right, or to mention Jesus, or to mention things that might offend someone, and we see him being slowly removed. And here we have in the book of Ezekiel, God takes Ezekiel to a high place, and he was made to watch the glory of God move out of Jerusalem, move from the threshold of the temple, out of the city, out of Jerusalem. And you can't imagine how sad that was for Ezekiel as he sat there and watched. But God promises here in this last chapter that there's going to be a time when he builds a temple. And in that temple, he's never going to leave.
Praise the Lord.
Lord God will always be with his people.
Praise Jesus.
And we can experience that today. We can experience yes, God Lord. With his people, God with us. And there that last verse of Ezekiel.
Jesus.
And the name of the city from that time will be the Lord. The Lord is there. And that name, that compound name is Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord who is there. And as I think of these names, especially on this day, that the Lord gives himself, that he gave himself in, I find comfort and I find strength and reassurance.
Praise
in
Jesus.
That. If you look back to Psalm 23, we see again the names that I just went over. We see some of them pictured here in this psalm. We have the name of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. We heard about Jehovah Jireh, and the psalmist writes, I shall not want. The Lord who provides. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And we heard about Jehovah Shalom, God who is our peace. Psalmist says, he restores my soul. And we read about that bitter water that was restored. The Lord who heals. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we looked at Jeremiah and how the promise was given that the Lord would be our righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And we have the word Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there, the Lord who is with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Think of that banner that Moses rose up, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord who is our banner. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.